Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the Kitab Shawqi Watan, yearning for the year after, a cheer for the depressed and a solace for the bereaved. عن محمد بن خالد السلمي عن أبيه عن جده رضي الله عنهم قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن العبد إذا سبقت له من الله منزلة لم يبلغها بعمله ابتلاه الله في جسده أو في ماله أو في ولده ثم صبره على ذلك حتى يبلغه المنزلة التي سبقت له من الله. Hazrat Muhammad ibn Khalid narrates through his father and grandfather that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. Just before we go to the hadith, look at this. Muhammad ibn Khalid, he narrates through his father and his grandfather. One thing we learn from here is that in those days that the family used to pass down ilm. Not that the father, he was practicing and he didn't pass down to his children. He would make ta'lim to such an extent with his children that after he's gone also the children are quoting from the father. The grandchild is quoting from his father, quoting from the grandfather. So the ilm was going down in a generation like that. So they made it a point of passing talim on to their children, which carried on like this. Very often you will find this in the hadith, that the person quoting from his father, quoting from his grandfather, and sometimes from the great-grandfather. The whole chain, the whole family is involved in sending ilm and sending down knowledge. So this is a great thing, that one is we practice on deen, and one is we make talim to our children, make talim in their homes, and then they in turn will make talim to their children. So this aspect of talim is something that is very, very important in the homes. So anyway, Muhammad ibn Khalid narrates through his father and grandfather that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided for a certain person a position, and the servant cannot reach through his actions, so Allah Pak has decided a certain position for a servant which he cannot reach through his actions. Allah Pak wants him to reach a certain maqam. But now his actions are not so much that he can reach this maqam. Allah Ta'ala imposes a difficulty on his body, or on his wealth, or his children. So now Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala wants him to reach that maqam, but he is not doing enough good actions. So Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala imposes a calamity, a difficulty on his body, his wealth, or his children. He then enables him to remain patient over that calamity, until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows him to reach the level which he has decided for him. So one is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes that difficulty upon him, and then thereafter Allah Pak grants him the sabr also. So one is he puts the difficulty upon him, and then summa sabbarahu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him that sabr. Over and above the difficulty, Allah Pak now gives him the sabr, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows him now to get that maqam. This is the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gives him the difficulty, then gives him the sabr. Now he makes that sabr that Allah Pak has given him, and Allah Pak causes this person now to reach that maqam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants him to reach. But therefore, when a person goes through the difficulty of his body, his wealth, his children, some difficulty he goes through, then he should think of this hadith, ponder this hadith, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving this. Maybe Allah Pak wants me to reach a certain maqam. Now if I make sabr, the sabr that is coming from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he'll allow me to reach this maqam. Person won't get depressed over that loss of wealth, the loss of some family member, or his body is giving him some pains and some aches, and he got some sicknesses. He won't feel bad about it. He'll feel good about it. Allah Pak is using this to elevate my darajat. An Jabirin radiyallahu anhu qal, qal Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يود أهل العافية يوم القيامة حين يعطى أهل البلاء الثواب لو أن جلودهم كانت قرضت في الدنيا بالمقاريض. هذا جابر رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, when those who were put through difficulties, when those who were put through calamities are conferred with rewards on the day of resurrection, those who had been saved from those calamities will wish that their skins were sheared with scissors in this world, so that they too could also receive the same rewards. When those on the day of Qiyamah will be given rewards for the difficulties that they endured in this world, and now they see these people getting rewards, now they were saved from the rewards in the dunya, they'll also wish, how nice if our skins were sheared with scissors. In other words, we were skinned alive. How nice if we were skinned alive with the scissors, so that we also could get this reward. On that day, a person will wish that he went through difficulty in the dunya, such difficulty he'll wish, like a person getting skinned alive. Imagine with the scissors, his skin being sheared off, being taken off with the scissors. How much pain will a person go through while being alive, skinned alive? How much pain will a person go through But on that day, he'll wish that he went through this type of pain in the dunya, so he can get those rewards on the day of Qiyamah. In other words, Allah Pak will reward so much for difficulties on the day of Qiyamah. That man that also got saved, he will also wish that he went through such difficulties in this dunya. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إذا كثرت ذنوب العبد ولم يكن له ما يكفرها من العمل ابتلاه الله بالحزن ليكفرها عنه. When Aisha radiallahu anha narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when the sins of a servant become so many and he does not have any good deeds which could atone for his sins, Allah ta'ala tests him with grief so that it may become an atonement for his sins. So this hadith also teaches us something, that sometimes Allah Pak wants to forgive a person. Allah Pak is looking for an excuse now to forgive this person. He got so much of gunas, he's got so much of sins. This person has got so much of sins, Allah Pak wants to forgive him. So what excuse Allah Pak uses to forgive him? Allah Pak causes him a little bit of grief. Now that grief that he's getting, Allah Pak is using this grief to forgive that sins of his. Yesterday we gave that example of that walana that fell, and what he said, guna maaf hota hai. My guna is getting forgiven. Sins are being forgiven. So what's the day if you get a little bit of difficulty, go through a little bit of hardship? So when we see the hadiths like this, person is going through difficulties, what he'll get on the day of Qiyamah, then he'll wish that he was skinned alive. And when a person is going through difficulty as far as his wealth, as far as his health, as far as his body is concerned, he's thinking that Allah Pak is raising my darajat. And here in this hadith, now he feels that I'm going through a little bit of grief. What's there? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiving my sins. When he starts thinking like this, automatically the depression starts going away. The anxiety starts going away. The stress starts going away. Now he's looking at this thing from a different light, from a very positive light, that this Allah Pak is sending good to me. Allah Pak is not causing pain to me. He's not causing harm to me. Why should I go further away from Allah Pak? I'd rather go closer to Allah Pak when he's showing me so much of love. Why shouldn't I reciprocate that love and go closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? May Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.